This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Claire Cleveland. Weld County will test residents' well water for lead at no charge. The county received a grant from the state health department to cover the cost. Water from public water systems is regularly tested for lead, but well water isn't. Weld County officials hope the free testing will reduce lead exposure, especially for children younger than 6 who are especially vulnerable. Tips to Colorado's anonymous student reporting system SafeToTell doubled this September compared to last year. CPR's Paulo Chalceda has more.
The program received over 2,100 tips last month, a 101% increase from September 2020. The agency says students returning to school in person is behind the massive increase. People can use SafeToTell to report things like bullying, drug use, and threats of violence. Suicide threats, welfare checks, and school complaints were the most common types of tips reported last month. SafeToTell has received just over 3,100 tips since the start of the new school year. I'm Paulo Chalceda, CPR News.
Mountain communities from Steamboat Springs to Aspen could get several inches of snow tonight. Snowfall is forecast to be heaviest in the mountains north of the I-70 corridor. Caitlin Mensch is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She says a second storm could hit the Front Range later this week.
Your best chances for getting any flakes mixing into the urban corridor would be that Friday morning period.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is warning drivers to plan ahead and prepare for strong wind. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Claire Cleveland. Colorado weather finally feels like fall today. Denver is slightly cloudy and 54. Colorado Springs a few degrees warmer at 58, while Grand Junction is 48. Thanks for listening.